Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all the promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Of Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and we are celebrating Chicago Sings. Tonight we have three dynamic men that will be joining us to tell us a little bit more about Chicago Sings and what they have going on in their musical careers. We have none other than the awesome Todd Delaney. We have the most anointed Jamie Simon, and bringing up the rear is Kevin Gray. And they're just going to share with you about Chicago Sings and individually about their projects that are climbing the gospel music charts. So with no further ado, we're going to welcome those gentlemen to Marketing Ministries, the radio show. Hello, Todd. Hello, Jamie. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, hey, hey.
How's it going, everyone? How you doing, Wanda?
It is going well. Hey, Kevin.
How are you?
And I'm missing one person?
I'm here. I'm here.
I'm doing well. All right, Todd, I am so excited about what God is doing in each one of you guys' life. I mean, you have some amazing projects. We do play them here on Marketing Ministries, the radio show.
Amen.
And we know tomorrow is going to be a huge, huge day. So I want to start off with our Marketing Ministries signature question. I'm going to direct it to each one of you gentlemen, and I'll direct this first to Jamie. Tell us, what does ministry mean to you?
Well, ministry to me is my whole life. I'm very clear that there are not a whole lot of things that I do well, but I do know that serving God's people is what God has called me to do. He's given me that all of my life, really. I've been in some way or another helping and serving people. And to me, ministry just means serving and giving to the kingdom of God, whatever it is God has given to me. And so it means everything to me to minister and to serve God's people.
Now, Kevin, what does ministry mean to you?
Oh, ministry, I think a lot of people shy away from it because when they hear the word ministry, it's generally it's a lot of work. but I love it.
Yeah.
I love being able to carry the burden of the gospel and to minister to people and to see the results and to make God proud. Ministry is just it's a full-time lifestyle. You have to be ready to do it at all times, and I am always willing and able to do that for God because that's who I'm trying to please. So.
I know that's right. Now, Mr. Delaney, you're going to have to bring it now. Now,
yeah.
What does ministry mean to you since you bring it up?
I don't like being last. I don't like this being last. But, no, ministry, along with everything that they said, ministry to me is it's just taking what it is that God has made me well at and made me good at it and using it to be a blessing to his people. And for us and for me, that's music, and that's sharing songs. And so we're taking what it is that we're good at, and we're using it to serve God as best we can.
Amen. And I always ask that question, gentlemen, because for me, as long as I've been doing this, sometimes within music or whether it's an author, you know, we lose, sometimes ministry gets lost.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And we have to realize, first and foremost, that, you know, this is what God has called us to do. You know, ministry just doesn't have to be in music or, you know, behind the pulpit. You know, I've met some dynamic people that God has moved in, you know, that does websites, that does, you know, things that you wouldn't even, most people wouldn't classify as ministry. But it's whatever that, you know, like the Word of God says, whatever your hands find to do.
Yeah.
And if you do it unto him. And so that's really important to me. Now, I know that you guys have a busy, busy day ahead of you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you, yes, I mean, you know, God is good. You know, he gives us what we ask for.
Yes,
so
yes.
So tomorrow morning, you're going to start out with 1390 AM there in Chicago doing their festival, and you're going to be performing with Rashawn Mitchell and James Fortune and some others. So tell our listeners, I'll let you go first, Todd.
Hey.
A little bit about that.
tomorrow morning we'll be at Kennedy King College here in Chicago, Illinois. And like you say, along with some awesome artists, and we'll be it'll be a free concert. It's give and receive, and so we're going to celebrate and bring in Thanksgiving giving and just giving, using our gifts and ability and sharing the gospel tomorrow morning. It should be a great, great time.
Okay, and I know tomorrow night, and this is directed to Kevin, is the big deal presented by Gold Street Gospel Music Entertainment, which all three of you gentlemen are on that roster under the direction of Bruce Band, the president and the CEO, because he's on your side.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Chicago Sings.
I'm very excited about Chicago Sings. It's a great time for a lot of different artists to share one stage and to, you know, there's no competition. That's what I love about it. Everyone's rooting for everyone else, and that's, you know, the love that, you know, we're trying to really, you know, showcase in Chicago. Also with, you know, Chicago Sings is my brother Ty Delaney's CD release, so that we're really looking forward to that too, him just being launched out with his first project, and yeah, I'm giving him a plug, Team Ty. So I'm very excited. Jamie's project, you know, is going to be displayed through the live set. So it's just an exciting time for everyone to get together. It's going to be a lot of great artists from Chicago. And also we have some Tanya Baker will be there from Ohio. So it's going to be an exciting time tomorrow night.
Now, I know that this is the second year for Chicago Sings. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And did you participate last year? Is this your first time participating with Chicago Sings?
Well, yes. Last year, actually, Todd and I participated, and Kevin was there as well. He was in the audience rooting us on. But this will be Kevin's first year participating in Chicago Sings. And for those of you that don't know, I mean, Come Out is going to be tremendous. Kevin Gray is a tremendous singer and minister of the gospel. And again, as he said, we'll be rallying behind Todd Delaney. This will be, everybody listening, listen up, this will be Todd Delaney's first CD release. And so we are glad to stand behind him and just hear the wonderful music and the ministry that's in this young man of God. And so we just want everybody to come out and support and be a part of it. We're going to take time individually and do what God has called us all to do. We are all probably unique and distinct individual men, but just thank God that there's three strong men of God that are going to be representing the kingdom tomorrow. And so we're really thankful, Wanda, and we're definitely pushing that everybody would get out and be a part of this great event.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, since you said, you know, you have three dynamic men, I had to bring on somebody special with me to help me co-host today, and that's none other than Nikki Washington, who's the editor-in-chief of Glow Magazine Online.
Hey,
so she's here in the building with me because, you know, I just had just you guys are such powerhouses that I just couldn't do it alone.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
So she is here with us. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit, and we're going to talk some more about Chicago Sings because I know that is just a phenomenal event. But I want to start off to talk to Todd. I know your current single, Pulling Me Through, is amazing.
Yes,
you know, it's topping the gospel music charts. You're all over the place, and so I know the favor of God is upon your life and upon your music. But tell us the inspiration behind the song Pulling Me Through.
Pulling Me Through was my testimony song when things got so heavy in my life. I remember a point in my life where I really felt like all hope was lost and I felt like giving up. And I actually, you know, contemplated suicide. And, I didn't tell a lot of people that. And you might even be the first person publicly that I said that to. But my dad, he was very, very sick. He got diagnosed with cancer. And at this time, on my 25th birthday, God gave me this song. And he reminded me that he's always pulled me through before, and why would it be any different this time? And so through that tough time in my life, this song was birthed. And I've been singing it actually for 2 years, and now the world is just getting a chance to hear it. And it's been a blessing.
Okay. And on that note, we're going to let our listeners hear Pulling Me Through by Todd Delaney. I know that our listeners are going to enjoy this song because it ministers to me as well, one of my favorites. So don't go anywhere.
Great song.
Tweet. Great song. So we want you to tweet, text, call a friend, and let them know to listen to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. We are celebrating Chicago Sings, and we have Todd Delaney, Jamie Simon, and Kevin Gray in the building with us, along with Nikki Washington, editor-in-chief of Glow Magazine.
Nikki.
She's going to be coming on shortly to ask you some questions. But right now, just sit back and enjoy Pulling Me Through by Todd Delaney.
Todd Delaney.
Team Todd.
Oh,
The radio show, and you were just listening to Pulling Me Through by the awesome Ty Delaney, who drops his full project tomorrow.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Ty Delaney.
Well, we got Jamie Simon on the line. We got Kevin Gray. We have Ty Delaney, and we have Nikki in the building, and she's going to ask you a question. Ty Delaney.
Hey, how is everybody doing tonight?
Nick,
hey there, Nick.
Y'all in the building?
Yeah, we here.
It sounds like y'all doing y'all good gospel singing in Chicago. That's all right.
Hey, we all right.
We working on it.
Question. I love the fact that it's particularly men of God really standing up and lifting the standard as it pertains to, you know, just proclaiming his gospel. Can you guys share with us who are some of your influences, whether it be secular or, you know, whatever genre it is, who are some of the people that influence you? We'll start with you, Todd.
One of my biggest influences was definitely my old pastor, Smokey Norfolk. Not my old pastor, but he's still my covering, and I just stepped out and went actually serving at another church. But he's my biggest influence because he spent so much time with me in the wee hours of the morning and sharing with me and teaching me about what a leading worship and ushering the people of God into his presence. And so I have to give him credit. So it's definitely him, Smokey Norfolk.
Okay, praise God. How about you, Kevin?
I've got so many influences. I'll start with one of my greatest influences, and that's Kim Burrell. She has truly been an amazing shift to my ministry. Just listening to her do things just gave me the courage and, let down the fear of being able to, use my voice in the way that I've always envisioned it. So Kim Burrell, definitely Dawkins and Dawkins. On the secular side, Brandy is probably my favorite voice, like, on the planet, and everyone knows that I'm very public about my loyalty to Brandy. So she's definitely a huge influence to my singing.
Yeah, Brandy and Kim Burrell are both just ridiculous. It's so
funny. Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, and how about you, Jamie? Who are some of the people that influence you in music?
Oh, well, I have a few influences. I think most people that know me would know that my number one influence would probably be Stevie Wonder and the great, late great King of Pop, Michael Jackson. These are people that I grew up listening to like every day of my life and in the gospel arena. One of the biggest, I think, influences probably is going to be Pastor Daryl Coley. And the late Reverend James Moore. These are people I grew up in the Church of God in Christ, so I grew up seeing them as a young kid and being around them and just emulating their voices and being in awe of the gift that God had given them. So those are probably the main people for me.
Yeah, most definitely. What else I also think is just really such an awesome thing, I've always thought this, particularly about people who are in the gospel industry and just singers in general. A lot of people, when they say, when I grow up, I want to be a doctor, or when I grow up, I want to be a lawyer. But I think it takes a certain level of faith to really just kind of step out and do what most people don't have the ability to do, which is really just go after your dreams, and you're actually, getting to live your dream. When you guys first started out and decided you wanted to pursue this call of God for your life, was there ever any fear? And if so, how did you push past it? And we'll start with you, Kevin.
Oh, the fear was even on this morning. It's an everyday, struggle, but it's an everyday victory as well, because I know this is what I'm called to do. So even in the times that it seemed like, man, nothing was going, right, musicians, singers, the pen wasn't working, voice was out, the passion that was deep down on the inside of me caused me to get my second and third and fourth win. So when you're passionate about something and when it's what you're supposed to do, I mean, it breeds new life every single day. So, I mean, the fear is, every day, but the victory is, overcomes that.
Amen. Jamie, would you agree along the same lines of when you started to do and pursue your call for your life?
Definitely. I think that with anything that God gives you to do, there's always going to be an initial trepidation about it, a kind of fear in the beginning. For me, definitely, because I don't see myself as worthy of doing anything God would ask anybody
Amen.
To do. So when God calls you to do certain things, you have to look at how holy He is and then look at your life and say, Lord, how do I measure up? How could I possibly do that? So I think any fear for me probably is that, because I never, ever want to not make God look good. I think my prayer is always to Him, Father, don't let me be so silly in any way that I make you look bad. I want to represent
right.
the kingdom in a way that makes Him proud. And so any fear
Amen.
That's there, it's always been just me not measuring up and just trying to reach and pull to get the strength from God that I need to do and to accomplish what it is that He's called me to do.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, So what would you say, Todd, as far as what would you say to someone? I know there's someone listening right now who's wrestling with that. Do I really just go after it, or between security or what seems secure and really God's call for their lives? How do you encourage someone to go out there and just get it?
I mean, I would just say go for it with all of your might. Like don't if you know. It takes a great, great measure of faith to go ahead and step out and do something that you feel like that God has called you to do. Because when you step out and do it, a lot of people, maybe even family, maybe even people closest to you may say that that's not what, you know, God has for you, and to do something else. And you have to know in your heart with all of your might that this is what God is telling you and that this is what you're supposed to do, and do it. And don't, you know, regardless of what people say, go for it and do it, do it, do it. That's what we all, I believe, have to do.
Right, right. Amen. Amen. And so one more question before I turn it back over to Miss Wanda. I need somebody to start a class to teach you how to do gospel runs. Because all y'all are quite deep in it. So I'm
Kevin.
Trying, and I ain't quite got my run yet. You know, I'm dripping a little, I ain't quite run. So whenever
That's
y'all
Kevin.
Get that class together, let us know so we will be lining up around the corner in Chicago.
That's gonna be a Kevin Gray class.
You yes, know? Definitely a Kevin Gray.
Kevin, you got runs today? I Kevin got runs for days, I take it.
Yes, yes.
He just told you he listens to Brandy and Kimberell, so that should tell you right there.
Yeah, when I
right.
heard that Kimberell, I immediately thought to myself, as soon as I heard Kimberell, I said, oh, he got runs, I'm sure.
Oh, plenty of
them. All right, then. Well, it was good talking to you, gentlemen.
All right,
all right,
Nikki.
Our chat line, she's not going nowhere.
Oh, Nikki.
She's there right here. Our right. chat lines are open up, and we have a question for Kevin. They want to know, how do you feel about Brandy getting busted out of Dancing with the Stars?
I am in mourning right now because I think it's so unfair, but I kind of felt last week that it was going to happen, but, you know, you don't want to admit, but I think it's just a lot of politics, and I could go on for days, so please stop me, but I'm in mourning about it because I really thought
for Kevin.
She had a you know, eye for the crown, and she got robbed.
Guys, we got to lay hands on Kevin Gray right now.
Please do. Cause
everybody point your hand to the phone.
There you go.
The phone right now.
Yes, Lord.
Just for Kevin. Now, we're going to open up our phone line for those listeners that have questions for these awesome men of God. You can reach us at 917-932-1720 and press 1 to speak to the host. Again, that number is 917-932-1720. And I do see that we have a caller on the line. So are you gentlemen ready to take a call?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Caller from area code 301, state your name and your question for Todd Delaney, Jamie Simon,
uh-oh,
and Kevin Gray.
Hello, Miss Wanda. How you doing? My name is Henry Harris from Spirico One Christian Internet Radio.
Alrighty.
Hello,
hey there,
Mr. Harris.
Hey.
How are you guys doing tonight? Miss Wanda, I do not have a question. I just wanted to offer some words of encouragement to these young gentlemen. It's good to see these up-and-coming artists in the gospel music industry. I do have Todd Delaney's project in rotation, and I am enjoying the song.
Praise
and
God.
We
Praise
are hopeful
God.
That we can get him and the other two gentlemen to come to Great Mount Calvary, Washington, D.C.
Hey. Hey, come on. I would love
that,
sir.
Working on that.
All right. You said it's Mr. Henry, right?
Hey, you didn't
yeah,
say
Henry Harris.
Word.
All right, Mr. Henry Harris. I love that.
Yeah, Henry Harris. and right here in Maryland, Great Mount Calvary Holy Church is my home church. You know,
praise
we
God.
Get, we have a lot of great artists who come through and minister to us, and we'll be looking forward to it.
All we would
right,
love to bring
God.
We would love to bring Chicago to Maryland.
Yeah,
yes.
I know about that. I know about that Chicago sound, man. I know you guys are with Dennis Cole and Mama Curtis and all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know about the Chicago sound, but this is Washington, D.C. So this is a different metropolitan.
Oh, yeah.
Also want to say hello to Nikki. It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, Mr. Harris, how are you?
Doing great. So I won't take up too much of you guys' time. I just wanted to say that I am enjoying the show. And this is great.
Praise God.
Yeah,
all right,
like
Henry.
Bring the benediction, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, right.
What'd you say?
Sound like Mr. Harris about to bring the benediction. I was ready to give my tithe and offering, sir.
Let me hold on the line for a minute before we get into that part of the service.
The doors of the church are now open. Won't you come?
Okay, you guys take care.
Hey, Mr. Harris.
Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much. Todd, it sounds like you're packing real quick over there.
I'm laughing.
Well, that's what we do here on Marketing Ministry, the radio show. You know, we do have some laughter in our soul. You know, you don't have to walk around like you looking like you're sucking on a lemon to let people know
Amen.
That you're gay.
I know that, man.
So, you know, we can laugh. We do have another caller on the line, and this is from your town, area code 708. Caller, state your name and your question for these awesome men of God.
Hey, calling you from Industry Buzz.
Hey,
family, I heard it was a party over here with Marketing Ministry, so I decided to join the family and join the party over here.
Hey there.
Yeah, yeah.
Nikki is in the building, Mama Wanda, Todd, Kevin, Jamie. I hadn't got a chance to meet you yet, but I'm sure that you are, you know, definitely a man to meet. So I'm excited about what you guys are doing here and that you're going to be in Chicago. Mr. Harris trying to take you out to Washington, D.C., but y'all ain't getting out of Chicago yet.
You know, we always represent.
I know, shout out to him. I had a question for Kevin because I know that Kevin has a unique sound, and he doesn't sign with just anybody. And you have signed with Gold Street Gospel. Why did you decide to sign now?
It took me a long time. I mean, everyone knows me for being independent for quite a few years. I've released two projects independently that you can pick up on iTunes and Amazon as well. Just a little plug, but I really feel, you know, that Gold Street Gospel was a home for me to propel my ministry to the next level. And you know, I'm excited to be, you know, a part of the ministry, and I'm excited to see what God is going to do. So. It took me a long time, you know, to sign, you know, over the years, but I really feel this is a home for me, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Well, hey, we're excited about your new evolution in music, that you have trained a lot of our young people, you know, here in Chicago, and every time I'm looking up, they like, I'm going to hear Kevin sing so I can learn how to do some more runs, but I'm going to go to the You know, I'm really excited about that, you know, and y'all just keep doing what you're doing, and you have our support, surely, 110%.
Thank you so much, girl. It's good to hear from you.
Likewise. Love you, Todd, Nikki.
Love you, girl.
Jamie, you got it. Right.
Thank you. Love you, too.
I'm listening.
All right. Now, we have a special request from our chat room. They want to hear you guys sing live.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Okay, I'll do a little something together. You'll sing your favorite praise and worship song and do what you do.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't shout
Jamie.
It too hard now. Don't shout it.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Well,
go ahead.
I think we ought to hear
Jamie play.
I think we ought to hear some of those runs from Kevin that we've been talking about.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, one of my favorite songs, of course, I love Jesus. So one of my favorite songs is I Love You, Jesus. He's more than anything. I'm going to just do a little piece of that, and I'm sure my brothers are going to, you know, help me out a little bit. But the song goes, I love you, Jesus, I worship and adore you, just want to tell you, Lord, that I love you more than anything, yes, I do. Take your time.
I love you, Jesus, yes, and I worship and adore you, Lord. I just want to tell you, Lord, that I love you more than anything, yes. Hey, yeah. Jamie, sing that.
Whoa.
I love you, Jesus, and I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, yeah, that I love you more than anything.
All right. I had to get this sheet. Nikki just fell out the chair.
Nikki, come on. Let's hear one from Nikki.
I heard
come on.
Notes
yeah.
in between the notes. How do you hear those chords? I'm like, the note in between the note in between the notes. I'm not mad at it. Y'all better do it for the Lord. That's all right. That's all right.
See, I had to pull out and get the sheet. She was just all over here.
Oh, look.
Like, God is good. It's so awesome to hear. What I love about music and what I love about psalmists and just worshipers in general is that even if you're a stellar singer, even if you're just, you know, anywhere along the gamut, I just appreciate the sincerity that's conveyed when you're worshiping and you really have a sincere heart for God and just for his people and just a love for him. And it's obvious when you sing that it's not just a song. It's not. I mean, we love the chords and the riffs and the runs, but you can tell that there's a purity there.
Praise
and
God.
That it's really about worshiping the God that we say we serve, which is, you know, it's not as prevalent as we'd like it to be sometimes. You know, sometimes a lot of people sing because it's what they do or because it's the gig or because it's what they love to do. But
yeah.
It's obvious in your voices that you really do love God. So that is just
praise
so
God.
Refreshing to see in the gospel industry. I thank God for that.
Praise God.
Thank
Amen.
You. Now, this is for Jamie. You have a song called Reach for God?
I do.
Woo. Woo. Jamie Simon.
I do
so tell our listeners a little bit about that. Set us up for Reach for God, Jamie.
Well, Reach for God is a song that that I wrote just to encourage people, you know, of just people of all walks of life. Just, you know, we're in a bad time in our country right now. We are looking at some of the most worst economic times that we've ever seen. And we now are coming up on the holidays, coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we know that, you know, people, families gather to eat and then give gifts and stuff on Christmas, and it's really, really hard this year to do for a lot of families. Their lack of jobs in our country, we know what's going on. And so, to me, people need to know that all hope isn't lost and that they don't have to give up on their dreams, and they don't have to throw in the towel. There might not be a job today, but the God I serve is strong enough to provide one just tomorrow. You just know where your blessings are coming from. And so I just wanted people to understand that wherever you are and whatever situation in life you're in, God is your source. And the Bible says that we should look to the hills from which cometh our help, that all of our help comes from the Lord. And so if you reach for God, he'll reach back for you. And so no matter what you're going through, he'll reach back to you and take care of whatever that situation is. So I just wanted people to know to reach for him. Don't get lost where you are. Reach out to God and let him handle it.
And here you are, Reach for God by Jamie Simon.
You don't have to be that way. Broken hearted, please don't take your pain away. Oh, if you're down, you can
reach for God.
And if you're out, you can
reach for God.
Right now,
right now,
yeah. understanding, but my God will help you find. If you're down, you can
reach for God.
And if you're up, you can
reach for God.
Oh,
just listening to Reach for God by Jamie Simon, just an amazing song. Ooh. I want to go back to Todd because I know that you are dropping your new project tomorrow. Tell our listeners the title of your album.
The title of my album is called Pulling Me Through. It's called Pulling Me Through, and it's after the lead single, Pulling Me Through. But I just have to, Jamie, what an amazing song. Woo!
Oh, man.
Oh,
listen.
My goodness. Jay, that, I was over here going for it. Jesus.
Oh, my God. Pulling me through. Come on, Todd.
Okay,
pulling
I'm sorry, Wanda. Yes, it's Pulling Me Through. That's
okay.
The name of the album.
That's okay.
Yes.
Now, Todd, who are some of the people that collaborated with you on your new project, Pulling Me Through?
Well, my really, really good friend Kevin Gray wrote a song on there. It's called Wouldn't Trade. It is a really powerful, kind of a crossover popish type song. I love it. I'm also an amazing producer here out of Chicago. His name is Jamel Kimbrough. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He did the whole entire album. He and I, we collabed and we hooked up and got this album done. And it is so powerful because he has the sound of glory on his fingertips.
Well, okay, so if people wanted to get more information about Todd Delaney, tell our listeners where they would be able to obtain that information and where they can follow you.
Definitely go to GoldStreetGospel.com. That's our label, and that's where you can find information about all of us, but definitely about the album and the album release and where you can pick it up. Also, I'm on Facebook. I need to be delivered from Facebook. I'm on Facebook all the time. Todd Delaney. My Facebook, Facebook.com/Todd Delaney. And then also I do a little bit of Twitter. I'm not as good at it, but you can find me also on Twitter at Todd Delaney. So D-U-L-A-N-E-Y.
Okay.
And the title of the album is Pulling Me Through, Todd Delaney.
Yes.
We can't say that enough.
I know all three of you gentlemen are charting on Billboard and Media Guide and Media Base, and you all have amazing singles. Now, Kevin, tell us a little bit about your current single, Nobody in My Ear.
Yes, Nobody Else in My Ear. This is a song that was given to me about 2 years ago, and I found myself out of work. I was only married for about maybe 4 months, and so my wife had to really bear the burden of the household. And I found myself just kind of sitting on the couch one day, and God was just encouraging me and letting me know that, you know, I need, you know, you to only focus in on my voice, and I'll provide and I'll take care of all your immediate issues. And so I got to a point where I started just believing that. And because sometimes you grow up with a lot of, you know, haters, you grow up with a lot of people, you know, that come against your vision and your dream, and you have to really silence those people out. And that's where this song came from. I just only want to hear the voice of God. Even when I see, you know, a wall, I want to be able to see a flat as how God shows it to me. So that's where the song came from.
And on that note, we're going to listen to Nobody in My Ear by Kevin Gray.
I don't even know what to say. Always seem to brighten my day. Ever since you came in my life, there's been a smile. And I don't know where would I go. And I don't know where would I be, yeah. I don't think I can survive on my own, yeah. That's why
all I need is you in my life,
yeah.
Always everything real,
crystal clear.
I don't want nobody else
in my
With no flesh. What I appreciate about that song, as I was listening to it, I obviously could hear the Brandy influence. It was just all of that. But what touched me more so is that I appreciate that it's actually life application and it's actually relatable. It's tangible. Sometimes we get a lot of buts and bees and thous, but sometimes I need somebody to meet me right where I am. So when I heard that, the first thing I thought about was, wow, you know, every now and then I need somebody to be reminding or to remind me, you know what, you don't need nobody else in your ear, Nikki. It's just about you and God right now and listen to his voice and hear what he, I mean, this is real talk, and hear what he has to say, because I'm sure as you all guys can attest, you know, on this journey, everybody's not going to be in favor for you. Everybody's not going to want to champion your project and see you do well. But what I appreciate about all you brothers, just from, you know, sitting back and listening, you're encouraging each other, you're lifting each other up, knowing that it's not even about a competition or anything like that. It's about, you know, sharpening your brother, holding your
Praise
brother
God.
And saying, you know what, you are awesome, man of God. It takes a lot of confidence, and it takes basically the Holy Ghost to be able to stand in agreement with your brother and to stand in faith and to lift and know that when you lift him, you also lift yourself. And so I love to hear that whole kingdom agenda in your voice, and that song just blessed me. So thank you from all of the believers to you, Brother Kevin, Deacon. Great. Oh, Kevin, great. Thank you for that. That was awesome.
Wonderful.
Now, gentlemen, we're coming to the close of our show, and I just want to remind all of our listeners to tune in tomorrow, if you're in the Chicago area, to see these gentlemen in the morning. Give us the information and the place again and the time so they can see you on 1390 AM at that praise and Thanksgiving event.
Oh, Jesus.
Ty, Jamie.
Jay. That's
Kennedy. It's going to be tomorrow morning. I'm sorry, I was just waiting for everybody to jump in. Tomorrow morning it's going to be at Kennedy King College. And it's going to start, I believe, about 6:30 a.m. And it'll be for the morning show on 1390, Pastor John Hanna and Angela Martin. And we will be there. I think you said a couple of people that will be there, James Fortune and Fire and Vashon Mitchell. I think I also heard that J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise, as well as Todd Delaney, and the album is called Pulling Me Through. And Kevin Gray and Jamie Simon will all be there.
Loving Gray.
Amen. Now, Todd, tell us a little bit about tomorrow evening. You'll be at the Harold Washington Cultural Center in downtown Chicago doing Chicago Scenes.
Yes,
tell our listeners
tomorrow,
about that.
Yes, tomorrow night we'll be at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, which is 4701 King Drive, and we'll be there. We'll start at 8:00 sharp, and the tickets are $10 at the door and $20 if you want Pulling Me Through as you walk through the door. So I'm going to just say it's $20. Go ahead and bring your $20 offering right away and come on in and grab the CD.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be a great time. Tanya Baker will also be there along with Jamie, Kevin, and myself, and Shocking Truth and G3, a lot of different people. It'll just be an awesome time. Afterwards, we have an after party. It's going to be a saved after party, but we're going to have a good time. So come on out.
All right. And so if anybody want to purchase your singles, where can they pick up your singles? And the full project for Pulling Me Through with Todd Delaney.
Hey, now. Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
You can go to www.
Did you question Todd?
Yes.
www.gospel.com, and you can purchase all three of our singles. And I'm pretty sure Todd's project, his full-length project, Pulling Me Through, Todd Delaney, will be also available on goldstreetgospel.com. Shout out to Bruce Spann, the boss man.
Yes.
Because he's on your side?
Yeah.
He's on our
You know, that's his favorite quote. Whenever you talk to him, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Just like Nationwide.
Oh, yeah. Wanda, that's funny.
She's an old Lord.
Well, you know, I have enjoyed you gentlemen's song, and I just want to thank you for hanging out.
Man,
with
so
us
we.
Today. I want to thank Nikki Washington from Glow Magazine, and she also does a radio show called Glow's Anatomy, and she wants to have you gentlemen on her show.
Thank you, Nikki. Let us know
thank
when.
Thank you guys
when
for having me,
sign
buddy.
Up.
Yes.
Right, you ain't saying nothing but a word. I know where to find you. I got you. But thank y'all, in all seriousness, thank you so much for having me on the show. I kind of came and crashed the party. It felt like a game of double dutch, jumping in, jumping out for a second. But nevertheless, I thank you guys so much for, you know, just, yeah, I've been encouraged by your gifts of ministry and your gifts of song. So thank you guys for that. And thank
praise
you,
God.
With Wanda Mama, praying all that good things for holding me down, letting me be in here.
She got to tell all the business. But I thank you guys so much, and I'm going to have you back on the show collectively or individually because you're just all that, and I know that you guys all are having full projects coming out soon. So I just want to encourage you to continue to do what God has called you to do. I know his favor is resting upon your lives. I know you are anointed. And I know that he's opening many, many doors as we speak on your behalf.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Not a problem. And so for listeners, go ahead. To the listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in. We're going to have our next show on Saturday where we have Lady Arnetta Smith and Omega. It should be a phenomenal show. I want to thank you for supporting Marketing Ministries. And remember, don't be afraid to market your ministry. And we're going to close out the show with a very special song, one that really, really blesses me. And this is Simply Redeemed by Isaac Kareem. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Wanda.
Thank
Adam.
You.
Everybody give it up.
I am
on the ministry show.
Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect. Simply redeemed. Bought with a purpose. Purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer. That means I pledge my life, giving everything I never knew that this was meant to be. I'm not perfect, but I have been redeemed. Somebody paid the price for me. I offer up my life to him, and now I say again, I am not perfect. Oh, but I have been. Somehow I know we'll make this journey in. Make no mistake about it. You have been redeemed. while you were yet in your transgression, somebody paid to set you free. So offer up your life to him, accept his love and we'll begin. Walk together, for we have been redeemed. While we were yet in our transgression, he gave his life for